Welcome to the Spirit Connection Podcast. Doug Addison is currently on sabbatical during this season, and while he's away, we want to share a clip from one of our monthly mentoring sessions. These Zoom meetings are a great place to receive impartation, get encouraged, and meet believers from all around the world. Our powerful guest speakers will pray and prophesy over you, and you'll receive keys to your destiny and calling. Chains are falling off and many are going on to the next level. If you're interested in becoming a part of this community, just go to dougaddison.com/timeoff. We hope you enjoy this episode.
So part of what I started seeing 2 years ago when we started this, and really a year and a half ago, is that we're about to see a great deployment of Christians into culture and into places. And that's why the battle's been so hard, because these places, the enemy thinks he owns the airwaves and the media. He thinks he owns politics. He thinks he owns the Antichrist is literally the Lord of the financial markets. That's like when you look at what the Antichrist is going to do in the book of Revelations, it's all about financial markets. It's about owning that. So the enemy already thinks he owns this, and yet Jesus has the keys to it. It's like, you can't take these keys from me. Jesus owns it, and he's distributing these keys to the kingdom. And these kingdom keys are going to open doors that help to bring about everything that needs to take place for Christ to return. And some of you are holding a key in your hand, and some of you didn't realize that that's why there's so much war in your life. Some of you don't realize that's why there's so much war against Doug and Linda. You know, there's so much war because we're getting positioned for this, one of the most sovereign things that might ever happen in the world. And both today's important, of course. I'm not one of those people who is just a futurist and believes that tomorrow is the most important day we'll live. Today, and what we do with those keys today, is really important. That's why for Sri, my wife and I, we're not waiting for the greater things to happen. We're just we're being faithful with what we have and what we get to steward today for our children, for our legacy, for what God wants to do, you know, in generations ahead, but also what God wants to do in our generation. But there is this insight in me that I know we're headed for what I think is going to be a global revival. And I think that's why the darkness is so permeated everything right now. And that way it's become so obvious right now, because God is about to launch and license all these industries and places for Christians to put a great display of what Jesus is like through film, through television, through fashion, through business, through, you know, stock markets. And so there's part of me that, even though I see, like, I have to look at some really ugly stories and hard things, there's part of me that just looks for, you know, it says in 1 Corinthians 2, the last verse, we have the mind or the perceptions of Christ. So part of me goes, okay, if I have your perceptions, Christ, if I have your perceptions, both from just reading the Bible and understanding what you're like, but also spiritually from your Holy Spirit, that you relate to me what you're thinking and what you're feeling about the world around me, I can have a different outcome. I don't have to struggle with anxiety. I don't have to have any depression. I don't have to have, I might have moments of anxiety, or I might have moments of like, oh, this is so grievous. Like, this is terrible, especially with some of the stories we've looked at this year. There's some stuff inside of me where I become an intercessor in it. I can't just report. I can't just talk about it. But the bigger picture is, I'm like, you know, your beauty is so beautiful and so good. Like, your beauty is so good. It's like looking at a poor country who's struggling with poverty, and then looking at God who's prepared a whole solution for it. And that he's already holding the solutions, but he wants to enact them through people like you. And I'm just like, wow, God, you are a solution bringer. And you're through the next revival. It's not just souls getting saved, which is one of my favorite things, but it's also people getting placed in a way that causes the world to have a before and after moment with Jesus, that causes everyone in the world to have to see Jesus differently than they see him. And we're seeing that with, like, The Chosen, the number one viewed show in history. It's causing, if you like it or not, it's causing people to see Jesus differently than they ever saw him before. We're seeing that with campaigns like He Gets Us, which is at every major football game. It was at the Olympics, which is a group of business leaders who said, let's try and get the world to see Jesus in a way that because they'll never go to church, that this group of the world will never go to church. So let's invite them to see Jesus differently than they see him. Or whether it's through churches that are getting strategies like they've never had before to see something happen. And I'm telling you, God's voice in this and the prophetic is the secret sauce. And some of you have been growing in ways behind the scenes to hear God powerfully, because God's going to use you in very visible ways powerfully. And so you've been paying the price. You've been growing in it behind the scenes so God can activate it on a greater level. It's like, it's this parable of talents. You grew in that one talent. You invested the 3 talents, the 5 talents, but he's about to multiply you because you were faithful. And I just think it's back to the place, if you don't feel encouraged, that you come back to the place that you go, why am I not encouraged? It's maybe because of where your eyes are and what you're looking at. And I love it says in Philippians, whatever is pure, right, and noble, keep your mind and your affections on those things. So if I can look at terrible news stories, like I just went through 3 hours of Diddy and drama and also 5 hours of Kamala Harris / political corruption stuff, whether you believe she's corrupt or not, you might be a pro Kamala, but I had to go through all the, like the fact finding stuff. That's even government files and stuff. And I just went through and it's really ugly. It's really dark. Some of the stuff that's happened in our culture is really dark. And I look at all that, but I could literally put it behind me, not because I'm a good human who's like just could disassociate, but because I can so feel and be focused with my affections on what God is doing, but I don't have to focus on what the enemy's doing or what man's doing wrong as a primary. It may be in my grid still, but it's not my primary. And I want to encourage you, if you don't feel hopeful, one of the things Paul says over and over and over is strengthen yourself in the Lord. Or, you know, he says a different way, a couple of different ways where he says, stabilize yourself, anchor yourself to your faith. There has to be something inside of you where no one else is going to anchor you for you. And some of us want that. We're like, man, if I could just follow this minister, get discipled, or if I could just, you know, be a part of this ministry or do this thing, that's what will anchor me. The reality is that they can help you. But the only thing that's going to anchor you to that place of stability and strength is your own justification of priesthood between you and Jesus. You are your own priesthood. He's your high priest and you are a priesthood. That's why Martin Luther, you know, October 31st, that's the anniversary of it. It's not just Halloween, guys. That's the anniversary of Martin Luther saying, writing his thesis and nailing them to Wittenberg Chapel and saying, we will be justified by our own faith. Each man is justified by his own relationship to God. And there has to be a place inside of you today that takes some ownership to say, no human being can want this for me. I have to want it for myself and I have to want it with God's zeal. And with his heart, because he wants it more than I do. But no human can do that for me. And if you can get to that place and just go, okay, whatever's heavy, whether it's with my children, grandchildren, my marriage, whatever it is, whatever's heavy, that I can still learn to cast my cares on God in a dark time. Because we're in a hard time. And it's going to pay dividends for your children. It's going to pay dividends for your relationships because a lot of people can't do it. That's why we have a 60% epidemic of anxiety in America right now. 60% of people struggle with anxiety. 30% of people are struggling with debilitating anxiety right now. You might be part of the statistic, but you don't have to stay there. And I'm not saying that like it's that easy to just all of a sudden overcome, but there's a place of grace to be able to see that statistic and go, this perfect love casts out fear, and anxiety is a part of fear. So it's like your love, God, as I pursue you and I get a biblical worldview, it changes my understanding of how I normally operate. My normal operation system gets upgraded. It gets transformed. It gets renewed. I become a new man, a new woman. And it's important that we believe that. So I wanted to just encourage you that revival's coming, that things are going to happen like we've never seen before. We're in a scope of time that it's so ugly, but also everything's so possible because of it. Like passivity is no longer our main struggle in the church because we can't be passive with all that's going on in the world. And passivity was a thief. I mean, in most countries, up to 60% of evangelicals weren't voting in most countries. And we're seeing a big shift with that right now. So even that kind of passivity where it's like, oh, it doesn't really matter what happens. We're saying, actually, we are responsible. Like we have keys in our hands. We have to do something. We have a voice. We have to speak. And it's really, I think with some of the aggravation against Christianity from companies and from big tech, from politics, where we're, you know, we're being silenced or marginalized as Christians, even in the Western world, it's causing some people to go to fight and didn't have a fight before. And it's causing those who did have a fight to go to war. And I think that if we can open our eyes and see, we're actually in a time that might be the greatest time of modern history. And we get to participate with it. We get to be here. We don't have to be here. We get to be here. And if we allow God to come and move on us first, because before revival happens in the masses, it happens in individuals. It happens with the few. And so I want to encourage you to be the few, to be the ones that God's operating, that he revives you, that he brings passion to you, that he speaks to you. And if you already got that, let him multiply it. Because what he already gave you, whatever you feel like is like, this is alive in me, he'll multiply it.
Go to DougAddison.com/timeoff. We're asking right now, we're asking the Lord to raise up 1,000 people to donate or partner with us, $55 a month, 1,000 people to partner, $55 a month. And that will help us stay going. Enlight Connection is not closing. We have some monthly mentoring sessions already set up. We've already had some powerful, powerful people. In fact, we just had evangelist Sean Smith, friend of mine, and Brian Simmons, the Passion Translation. He just did a session with us. So you become part of our partnering program. then you can be part of the monthly mentoring sessions that are still going, and it'll keep us going as well. We need your prayer as well. So we're under Harvest International Ministries. Apostle Papa Cheon and Tony Kim did a session. Okay, he's the vice president. But go to DougAddison.com/time off and you can see the details of that. If you can't do the $55 a month, you can't partner to any gift. In fact, we are really just seeking the Lord right now to get the breakthrough that we need right now in Jesus' name. Thank you for your goodness, Lord. We ask that you would open up things over all of us in Jesus' name.